Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, November 8th. You'll be interested to know, 53 years ago, today, in 1971, the Home Box Office, otherwise known as HBO, officially debuted, showcasing the film Sometimes a Great Notion, which featured the renowned actor Paul Newman. This marked a significant milestone in the evolution of television, setting the stage for the company's future successes in the entertainment industry. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning it's sunny and feels like 38 degrees with 15 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:28 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:28. It looks like we're in for a sunny Friday with a high near 62 and a breezy west wind gusting up to 26 miles per hour. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 40 and light northwest winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Friday will be just after 9:30 with the high tide at 3:45. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 56 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies on Saturday with a high near 51 and a northwest wind. Saturday night will be mostly clear with a low around 36. Sunday brings partly sunny skies with a high near 58 and rain showers likely Sunday night with a low around 47. For Veterans Day, anticipate a chance of rain before 2 p.m., followed by partly sunny skies and a high near 64. Monday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 45. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, a crane at a marina in East Boston collapsed on Thursday morning, dropping its load onto a boat below, according to fire officials. The incident occurred while the crane was moving a barge into the water at the Boston Harbor Shipyard and Marina. Fortunately, no injuries were reported, but the crane sustained damage. A second crane has been dispatched to stabilize the first and reposition the barge. The affected boat, partially submerged under a section of the barge, leaked fuel into the harbor, prompting a hazardous materials team to address the situation. This is a developing story. Now on to sports. On Thursday night football in Baltimore, the Ravens, now 7-3, edged out the Cincinnati Bengals, who fall to 4-6. In a thrilling 35-34 win. Lamar Jackson was spectacular, throwing for 4 touchdowns, including a game winner to Rashad Bateman. Despite Ja'Marr Chase's 264 yards and 3 touchdowns, the Bengals' late 2-point attempt fell short. In college football, tomorrow afternoon, the second-ranked Georgia Bulldogs face the 16th-ranked Ole Miss Rebels in Oxford. Georgia, favored by 2.5 points, aims to extend their 4-game winning streak. Ole Miss's formidable pass rush will challenge QB Carson Beck, who has 17 touchdowns and 11 interceptions. The over-under is 51.5. In local sports, last night, the Bruins thrilled Beantown with a 4-3 overtime win against the Flames at the Garden. Brad Marchand's heroic goal sealed the win with just 20 seconds left. Pavel Zacha and David Pasternak helped out, each adding a goal and an assist. The Bees are now 7-7-1. Tomorrow night, the Bruins clash with the Senators at TD Garden. Tonight, the Celtics, with a 7-2 record, take on the Brooklyn Nets at the Garden. The Celtics, led by Jason Tatum's 30 points per game, are favored by 1.5 points. Brooklyn's Cam Thomas is averaging 24.9 points, but the Nets face injury setbacks with Bogdanovic and Claxton out. Sunday afternoon, the Pats take on the Bears in Chicago. The Patriots, at 2-7, are eager to bounce back against a 4-4 Bears team. Watch for Drake May's dynamic play as he faces top pick Caleb Williams. Chicago is favored by 6.5, with the over-under at 47.5. In college football, tomorrow afternoon, the 4-4 Eagles clash with Syracuse in a pivotal game at Alumni Stadium. BC is favored by 2 points. This game marks the historic 100th anniversary of their first matchup. In top news, a frustrated customer, Mark Van Valkenburg, has filed a lawsuit against Intel, alleging that the company deceptively marketed its faulty 13th and 14th generation central processing units as enabling amazing experiences, while they were prone to crashes and blue screens. He claims that many consumers, including himself, believed these products would perform as advertised, only to find they were unstable. The lawsuit seeks damages, stating that Intel was aware of the defects by late 2022, yet failed to inform customers. If certified, this action could potentially cost Intel hundreds of millions in damages. In business news, stock market valuations are approaching generational highs, according to Stifel's chief equity strategist, Barry Bannister. He predicts that the S&P 500 could climb to the low 6,000 range before experiencing a significant drop. Bannister describes the current market as a mania, with valuations at levels not seen in 80 years. Following Donald Trump's election win, markets surged, with the Dow Jones rising more than 1,500 points. Bannister warns that while a short-term rise is possible, it may lead to a decline of about 13% within a year. He emphasizes that current sentiment suggests we are nearing the end of a bull market. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $76,100. Ethereum is just over $2,900. And Goatsy's Maximus is nearing 88 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Are young people aging faster? This question is becoming increasingly urgent as young adults are being diagnosed with colorectal cancer more frequently, even among those with no family history of the disease. Dr. Andrew Chan, a professor at Harvard Medical School, reports that early-onset cancer cases have more than doubled over the past decade. Recent research from the American Cancer Society reveals that out of 34 cancers, 17 are rising among younger people. Factors such as processed foods, obesity, and lifestyle choices are being investigated. Understanding and addressing these trends could change the future of cancer detection and prevention. And in entertainment news, Hollywood is once again revisiting the epic tale of Beowulf with a new adaptation centered on its infamous villain, Grendel. The Jim Henson Company is developing this project based on John Gardner's 1970 on novel, which offers a fresh perspective on the story. Jeff Bridges will voice Grendel, with Dave Bautista portraying Beowulf. The cast also includes Bryan Cranston, Sam Elliott, Thomasin McKenzie, and Aidan Turner. Writer-director Robert T. Krzyzewski aims to blend introspection with bone-crunching action and unique visual styles, promising a thrilling and thoughtful retelling of this classic narrative. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the ancient Greek philosopher, Plato. And he said, "Music is a moral law. It gives soul to the universe, wings to the mind, flight to the imagination, and charm and gaiety to life and to everything." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.